Patience Weringo.
Good morning, Sheta. In the headlines, a two-day open-door event organized by the Department of the African Union Commission in charge of Education, Science, Technology and Innovation, ESTI, kicks off today at the Yaoundé Conference Center. Out of Cameroon, Venezuelans have clashed with police after disputed election result. Those are the headlines, now the news in full. The Education Days of the Pan-African University open this Tuesday at the Yaoundé Conference Center. The two-day open-door event is organized by the Department of the African Union Commission in charge of Education, Science, Technology and Innovation, ESTI, in line with the AU theme for the year 2024, Educate an Africa Fit for the 21st Century, Building Resilient Education Systems for Increased Access to Inclusive, Lifelong, Quality and Relevant Learning in Africa. It will be a platform for the organizers of the event to underscore the significant role played by the higher education sector to train young Africans who are needed to reshape Africa in line with the AU's 2063 agenda. Institutions expected at the two-day event are the AU Department in charge of Education, Science, Technology and Innovation, the Government of the Republic of Cameroon through a number of public structures, the African Development Bank, the European Union Commission, diplomatic missions of AU member states hosting Pan-African University Institute, among other partners. The Pan-African University is located in five geographical areas across Africa, including Cameroon. The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, this Wednesday supervises the burning of a consignment of narcotics seized from traffickers. He will preside over the exercise at 9 a.m. in Bankomo, located on the outskirts of Yaoundé. This is coming at a time the government of Cameroon has gone on an offensive against smugglers of hard drugs. In the meantime, there are ongoing actions to check the consumption of hard drugs in the school milieu, where many cases of violence have been recently recorded. Irene Mantia-Yonge probes into the phenomenon in the following report.
Drug consumption within the school milieu is taking alarming proportion, with devastating side effects on consumers. It is very common these days to hear stories of students being caught in school, in the capital city, Yaoundé, with drugs, knives and other illicit weapons.
I think they take drugs just because they want to be high, to face these teachers. Another reason is because of immoral act. Parents to have a part to play in, because I've seen situations where school authorities, they want to punish the student for consuming drugs or who was discovered with drugs. When they call the parents say come and they will support their child.
Though we've kept religion behind, and Christianity is not something that we advocate again in schools. We should go back to our fundamentals, and if we do that, I think it will curb what we are seeing today in schools.
School authorities in the center region have put in place certain measures to curb this ill in their school establishments. Mr. Tambe Teddy Agbo is the principal of Government Bilingual High School, Esosi Yaoundé.
Students are sensitized on discipline and on the damaging effects of drugs. We also carry out routine search of students and their school bags at the various school gates each morning. There are also unannounced search of students in their various classrooms.
The more preventive measures are taken, the more students devise new ways of getting with drugs and illicit weapons on campus. These students, authorities say, have a network which supplies them with these hard drugs. Once caught, the student is being called to order.
Sessions of disciplinary council are convened as the need may arise, and parents are obliged to take part, owing to the fact that the education of the child is a shared responsibility of the state, of the teachers, parents, and the entire educative community at large.
Legal experts have warned of sanctions, including jail terms, to all those who are in possession of hard drugs in and out of the school circle.
The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, will at 10 a.m. in the conference room of his ministry chair a crisis meeting on the spread of the banana bonchy top virus in some plantations across Cameroon. He will, alongside experts, seek ways to stop the further spread of the plant pathogenic virus known for infecting banana plants and other crops. The Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganu Njomisi, embarks on a working visit this Tuesday to the littoral region. Emmanuel Nganu Njomisi will be assessing works on phase two of the rehabilitation of the eastern entrance into the city of Douala. Within the framework of the celebration of the 16th edition of the International Day of Indigenous Peoples in Cameroon, under the theme Access to Citizenship, a Fundamental Right for Indigenous Peoples, the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irengene, will preside over the 12th session of the Intersectoral Committee for the Monitoring of Programs and Projects Involving Vulnerable Indigenous Populations in Cameroon on That is this Tuesday from 9 a.m. at the Aurelia Palace Hotel in the Bastos neighborhood. The objective of the session is to create a synergy of actors and resources in order to guarantee the effectiveness and efficiency of interventions in favor of vulnerable indigenous populations in general and specifically in the area of access to citizenship. This is contained in a press release issued by the Minister of Social Affairs. Some administrative officials in upstation Bamenda who have mustered the courage to reopen their offices defying the Monday ghost town rules are appealing to the population to solicit for services in their structures so as to keep the public service system in the northwest region active again. The governor of the region, Adovlele Lafrique, has given strict instructions to regional delegates and other government officials to sanction workers who have taken advantage of the armed conflict to abstain from work. Kilo Valerie Sala completes that report in Bamenda. We are sorry for that mix-up. We shall be coming back to Kilo Valerie Sala in a moment. And we now take this other information. Environmentalists involved in the sustainable management of the Congo Basin will today review resolutions taken during Central African Civil Society workshop, during which they talked about combined conservation, exploitation and sustainable development of forests. This will be at an event scheduled to take place at Hotel Franco in Yaoundé from 9 a.m. And we have indications that Kilo Valerie Salas' report is ready.
Many observers still perceive the functioning of most government offices in the conflict-hit Northwest as far from being effective, as few of them are opened on Monday Ghost Town days. But some regional delegates describe this as an improvement from the previous years, when the current armed conflict completely stalled any meaningful administrative work.
I am the Chief of Service for General Affairs at the Regional Delegation of Sports and Physical Education. On Ghost Town days, you find just the regional delegates and the chief of services at work. But there's a great improvement because on Mondays we have at least 7 to 8 collaborators.
Government workers who used the pretext of the ongoing armed conflict to absent from work on Mondays have been promised administrative sanctions.
Wanje Comfort Bonge, the regional delegate of arts and culture for the Northwest, we will write a query letter. If that doesn't change issue, the next thing is we now send it to the powers that be for completely cutting off your salary.
There is also the challenge of limited service users seeking services in the few offices whose doors are opened. Government workers here, who've been subjected to separatist threat, are praying for an end to the conflict, while authorities are keenly monitoring state employees hiding behind the conflict to receive salaries for no work done. Kilo Valerie Sala, CEO TV News, Bamenda.
Now in news out of the country, security forces in Venezuela have fired tear gas and rubber bullets against people protesting over Sunday's disputed election result. Thousands of people descended on central Caracas last evening, some walking for miles from slums on the mountains surrounding the city towards the presidential palace. Protests erupted in the Venezuelan capital the day after President Nicolas Maduro was declared winner of the presidential election. That's the end of the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.
Merci, Patience Wingo.